The great Camille Saint-Saëns, his March Heroic, Paul Perret's Detroit Symphony Orchestra. A wake-up call on a Friday morning. Good morning, I'm Cordelia Brown, your classical friend. Next we have, well, maybe one of the best, simplest melodies with harmonization that Rachmaninoff ever wrote. And then a piece for trio that the guy who wrote O Holy Night wrote. It's called Return to the Mountain. You know, by making a planned gift, you can support Kansas Public Radio in the hereafter or for years to come. Options include contributing assets such as stocks, bonds, certificates of deposit, and real estate for your charitable gift. Contact your financial advisor or visit legacy.kansaspublicradio.org. And support for classical music on KPR comes from the Dole Institute of Politics, hosting Kansas City Star lead political reporter Jonathan Shorman for his series Beyond the Ballot, Wednesday, 4 p.m. More at doleinstitute.org. Sergei Rachmaninoff is wordless vocalese on KPR. The Haunting Melody of the Vocalese by Sergei Rachmaninoff. You know, he wrote that as just an exercise, something to vocalize with for wordless soprano with piano. But it's come on a life of its own. It's been arranged for about every combination of instruments. There it was, just pure orchestra with Sir Neville Mariner's group from the Academy of St. Martin in the Fields. Good morning. This is KPR. We're live and local. KPR from KU. 91.5 Lawrence and 89.9 Atchison. Monsters rule tonight at Liberty Hall in downtown Lawrence for KPR's next Cinema A-Go-Go. Lovely evening to go downtown. This time it's some classic chillers for the Halloween season. Dr. X and Frankenstein meets the Wolfman. See him on the big screen tonight in downtown Lawrence. Doors open at 6:30. Tickets at the door. Made possible by Dr. Stephen H. Chronister. Healing Smiles of Topeka. Here's the Plymouth Trio in The Return to the Mountain. This is by Adolphe Adam, the gentleman who wrote O Holy Night. The Return to the Mountain, done by the Plymouth Trio on Kansas Public Radio, by a composer's name that looks like to us in the Midwest is Adolphe Adam, but giving credit to his Frenchness, Adolphe Adam, who wrote most famously O Holy Night, and he was best known for his operas and ballets, lived in the first half of the 1800s, not too far off from the life of Beethoven, whom we'll hear next on KPR as he was just starting to ease out of the classical style and go into the romantic style. Good morning. This is KPR, Kansas Public Radio. Let's see, coming up next hour, we'll have a Mozart string quartet and a capriccio for piano and orchestra by Stravinsky. And looking forward to 11:08 this morning, when we'll hear a great performance, the Atlanta Symphony Orchestra. We'll stroll through the pictures at an exhibition, The Great Music of Modeste Mussorgsky. Well, when Beethoven's Second Symphony came out in the very early 1800s, like 1802, people were expecting it to sound like a symphony, which in the classical style was the four movements with a minuet as one of the movements, but instead Beethoven wrote a scherzo, and that was considered, wow, quite outside the box. It's a lighthearted piece, what we'll hear next, the Second Symphony, and going through some old reviews, a critic in Vienna for a newspaper called The Newspaper for the Elegant World. Listen to this. He said of this, "It was a hideously writhing, wounded dragon that refuses to die, but writhing in its last agonies and in the fourth movement, bleeding to death." That's pretty harsh. Let's enjoy now this lighthearted piece by Beethoven, his second symphony, now on KPR. The orchestra of the 18th century, led by Franz Bruggen, for Beethoven's second symphony on Kansas Public Radio.
At Morning Edition from NPR News, we bring you the latest on everything from the presidential race to what interest rates are doing. But we also share stories that take us into other people's lives.
You actually played your horn while they were inside your skull.
Absolutely. Doesn't everybody?
Listen for the unexpected with the news, weekdays on Morning Edition.
Before classical music starts at 9 o'clock on weekday mornings. And tomorrow morning, it's Weekend Edition here on Kansas Public Radio. It's 10 o'clock. Good morning. KPR's Big Band Christmas is December 14th at Liberty Hall. Tickets to the general public are on sale tomorrow. It's the KC Jazz Orchestra performing a mix of big band favorites and Christmas tunes. But to get an early shot at tickets, become a KPR listener member now at kansaspublicradio.org. Support for news coming up next on Kansas Public Radio comes from the Noto Arts and Entertainment District of Topeka, presenting a celebration of souls, Day of the Dead, in southern Mexico. Exhibit features photography of the Oaxacan Memorial Holiday. Opens October 4th. That's today. Information at explorernoto.org, North Topeka. Music featuring the KU Symphonic Band in a few minutes after
the
news.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Corva Coleman. Stephen Bisaha reporting. On Wall Street, the Dow's up nearly 100 points. This is NPR.
Support for NPR comes from Jarl and Pamela Mohn, focusing on civil liberties, foster youth, public radio, and the arts. Good morning. This is KPR. Here's Bob Foster, directing the KU Symphonic Band on KPR. It's a piece by Walter Hartley called the Chautauqua Overture. That's it. That's the sound of the KU Symphonic Band as directed by Robert E. Foster. That was Walter S. Hartley's Chautauqua Overture to start off our 10 o'clock hour on a local note, a strong note. Good morning. It's 10:08. I'm your classical friend, Cordelia Brown. Next, we'll hear from Kansas City's own Opus 76 String Quartet and a piece by Stravinsky. And next hour, well, in about an hour, we'll be listening to Mussorgsky's pictures at an exhibition. Keep KPR with you throughout the day. And support for all this great music today on KPR comes from the Green Lady Lounge, offering live Kansas City jazz 365 days a year till 3 in the morning. Green Lady Lounge is located at 1809 Grand Boulevard, Kansas City. Information at greenladylounge.com. And from the University of Kansas, transforming students and society through academics, discovery, service, and spirit. Information about the possibilities of a KU education is online at ku.edu. Here's the Opus 76 String Quartet on Kansas Public Radio, playing Mozart's 15th String Quartet in D minor, now on KPR. The perfect balanced sound of Kansas City's own Opus 76 String Quartet. That was Mozart's 15th String Quartet. It's been a few years, in fact, since we've heard that on Kansas Public Radio. It's a good one. And a good piece by John Williams coming up, within the half hour. It'll be right after the 11 o'clock news. It's called Sound the Bells. It was originally written for brass and percussion only, and John Williams later orchestrated it. It was written to celebrate a marriage in the Japanese royal family. So John Williams pursued the inspiration of the great Japanese temple bells. Listen for that right before we hear the great pictures at an exhibition by Mussorgsky. It's all ahead right here on KPR, and Stravinsky is next, an exciting piece for piano and orchestra. Good morning. This is Kansas Public Radio. I'm so glad you're listening. I'm your classical friend, Cordelia Brown. You've always got a classical friend here at KPR. Monsters rule tonight. Ghouls rule, monsters rule. At Liberty Hall, it'll be monsters in the Cinema A Go-Go. This time it's some classic chillers, thrillers for the Halloween season. How about Dr. X and Frankenstein meets the Wolfman? See him on the big screen tonight. Doors open at 6:30 p.m. Tickets at the door. Laughter welcome. Made possible by Dr. Stephen H. Chronister, Healing Smiles of Topeka. Well, the Stravinsky piece is called Capriccio for piano and orchestra. Here it is on KPR. That was by Stravinsky. Stravinsky's 1949 version of the Capriccio for piano and orchestra. Esa-Pekka Salonen and the London Sinfonietta, and the pianist was Paul Crossley. It's about 2.5 minutes before 11 o'clock. We'll have music by John Williams and Mussorgsky's Pictures at an Exhibition, also a Concerto Grosso from the Italian Baroque, and a little bit of Aaron Copland from Rodeo right before the noon news. Good morning. I'm Cordelia Brown, your classical friend. Glad you're listening to KPR, where support for the music comes mostly from you, but also from Blue Collar Press. Blue Collar Press has been helping businesses, musicians, and artists, big and small, turn ideas into promotional merchandise for 20 years. For more information, visit bluecollarpress.com.
I change into a wolf.
Doors open 6:30 Friday. Tickets at the door. Get the scary details at kansaspublicradio.org.
Good morning. It's 11 o'clock. Support for classical music on KPR comes from the Kansas City Chamber Orchestra, presenting Mad About Mozart to open their 38th season. Wednesday evening at Grace and Holy Trinity Cathedral in Kansas City. Tickets at kcchamberorchestra.org. This is KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH, KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV, KANV HD1, Olsburg Junction City, and KANQ Chanute. Support for news next on KPR comes from Audio Reader, an audio information service for anyone who has difficulty reading standard print. Grateful for the generous support of all volunteers and donors. More information at reader.ku.edu. More music in just a few minutes. You can check our playlists at kansaspublicradio.org.
Live from NPR.
Some time before this area, and so many others like it, recover.
That's Liz Baker reporting. It's NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from Fisher Investments. As a fiduciary, Fisher Investments is obligated to act in their clients' best interest. Learn more at fisherinvestments.com. Investing in securities involves the risk of loss. Good morning. This is John Williams now on KPR. Sound the Bells. John Williams and his Recording Arts Orchestra of Los Angeles for Sound the Bells. Next on KPR, we'll hear Pictures at an Exhibition. Also music from Italy and from America, the Saturday Night Waltz from Rodeo, all ahead here on KPR, where support for the music comes from the Lead Center welcoming pianist Jonathan Mamora, striving to uplift and positively influence others using music as a means of service. Sunday, 2 p.m. in the Pavilion. Tickets are at lead.ku.edu. Forecast for the weekend. Looks like it'll be pretty nice for this time of year, maybe a bit warmer than it ought to be. Looks like, well, for today, high of 81. And tomorrow, Saturday, 91. And Sunday, 78. Winds will be southern on Saturday and northern on Sunday. And we'll start next week with a high of 75 with sunshine. And still no rain in this week's forecast. Well, next, we'll be strolling between some pictures. The pictures at an exhibition, Mussorgsky's friend had some pictures at an exhibition not long after his death, and Mussorgsky was really taken with the pictures, so he describes them musically. And at the end, it's the Great Gate of Kyiv. We begin with the promenade theme that you'll hear throughout it. Now, that's us. That's walking between the pictures. Kind of a transition music, walking music. It's Yoel Levy's Atlanta Symphony Orchestra now for Mussorgsky's Pictures at an Exhibition on KPR. The Atlanta Symphony Orchestra, directed by Yoel Levy, for some powerful music by Modest Mussorgsky, honoring a painter friend of his. He went to an exhibition of the paintings after the painter's death and was so moved by them that he wrote about them musically. The collection together is called Pictures at an Exhibition. Here on KPR, Kansas Public Radio, next we'll hear some nice music from the Italian Baroque, a Concerto Grosso, and a little bit of Aaron Copland before the hour's up. 17 minutes before noon, Jeff Watson's your classical friend from noon to three on KPR. We are live and local and Kansas Public Radio from KU, 91.5 Lawrence and 89.7 Emporia, and always on kansaspublicradio.org. Here's Tommaso Albinoni. It's the 12th concerto from his Opus 9 set on KPR. A perfect concerto grosso, number 12 from Opus 9 by Tommaso Albinoni, with John Giordis and the London Virtuosi, and the oboists Anthony Camden and Allison Alti. And this is KPR, where support for the classical music comes from Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Kansas, offering a local team to help businesses invest in the health of their employees with a choice of benefit options. Learn more at bcbsks.com/business. Here's a little bit of music. Ballet, Aaron Copland. It's the Saturday Night Waltz from Rodeo on KPR. The Saturday Night Waltz from Rodeo by Aaron Copland, here on Kansas Public Radio.
It was like holding me back from so many opportunities.
How another delayed FAFSA is leaving students uncertain about their future, on All Things Considered from NPR News.
Find out more about that topic, and of course there'll be many more discussed during All Things Considered, starting at 3 right here on Kansas Public Radio. We're live, we're local. We're Kansas Public Radio from KU, KANU, and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV, KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, and KANQ Chanute 90.3. Listen online at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. Jeff Watson's in next, as usual, with 3 more hours of classical music until All Things Considered. Enjoy the day of 81 degrees today. Tomorrow, Saturday, is supposed to be 91 with southern breezes, and then Sunday comes in from the north with a high of only 78. And next week should be mostly clear and sunny with temperatures in the 70s, maybe back up to the 80s.